Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulullah. You're listening to Islam Tomorrow. We are broadcasting live here at our 6 o'clock Saturday program, and the title of our program is going to be Islam Tomorrow, Live Today, or something like that. This is your host, Yusuf Eskis, and I thought what I'd like to do is talk about my favorite subject. And so that's what happens when it's your program. You can talk about what you like best. And what I like to talk about best is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator and sustainer of the universe. What I might like to mention too, by the way, is that we as Muslims, we use the word Allah in place of the word God. And so a lot of times people ask us, why don't you just say God, you know, because you're in America and you're not over there wherever you guys come from, so why don't you just say God? Well, I'd like to make some points about that before I break down the word in Arabic. And the first point is, the word God is the English word, okay? And that word is less than 1,000 years old because there was no English language until the Normans invaded the Saxons in the year 1066 AD. And then they replaced the word that they used to have called good. They used the word good and God. And like, for instance, when you say good, better, best, like the superlative, the highest form would be the shorter one, which was G-O-D, as opposed to the longer one, G-O-O-D, and then they used a capital G on it to show a difference between meaning a God and the God, and so on. And for sure, none of the prophets, by the way, of all of the Old Testament, New Testament, and Last Testament, meaning the Quran, none of those prophets could have ever said the word God. Why? Well, because none of them lived 1,000 years ago. All of them predate that, so we have to have some word that goes before that time. So that's why we're going to look and see what was it that was used by the people of the Old Testament and the people of what we call the New Testament. And certainly, the last part of what we'll talk about is what we as Muslims say regarding the last testament in the Quran. And to begin with, let's look to the Old Testament, and we're going to say that this is one of the, perhaps, in its original form, the oldest on the earth, and nobody's going to argue with that as Muslims, because our book tells us to believe that the original Bible came from Allah, from God Almighty. So, now what is it that they used in Hebrew? And they used the form of the word that we say in Arabic, Allahumma, Elohim. They used the word Elohim. And that was a representation of the tetragram, which was the unspeakable word that could only be used by the high priest while they were in the inner sanctum, or sanctorum, or holy of holies, as is mentioned in the first five books of Moses, starting in the book of Exodus and moving forward. So just as I thought I would refer to that first, also there's a reference to hallelujah in the Old Testament, and hallelujah, it can actually be a form of the word of one of Allah's names, because when people make dhikr or recite Allah's name, they can say, Ya Allahu, Ya Allahu, Ya Allahu. Or they can call on him, and in this case, the Strong's Concordance of the Bible says that it means the ever-living God, calling on the ever-living God. And this would be, Ya Al-Hayy, Ya Al-Hayy. So if somebody was doing that as a recitation, Ya Al-Hayy, Ya Al-Hayy, Ya Al-Hayy, Ya Al-Hayy, you would pick up on it that actually, what happened, Yah wound up at the end of it. Al-Hayyah. Hallelujah. There you go. So that's probably why it says the living God, because Al-Hayy is the name of Allah as He is all-living. So that gives us a reference from the Old Testament. Let's move to the New Testament now, into the Injil. And this, by the way, for those who are new to Islam, or if you're not Muslim, you might be interested to know, that the word Injil in Arabic is where the word evangel or evangelical comes from in the English language. It's just a different spelling a little bit when you try to do it phonetically. but Injil and Evangel. But you see, there's no V in the Arabic language. So we'll come to that, probably where this comes from. But moving right along to the word God, the word God that we see mentioned in there is not a translation from the Aramaic. It's a translation probably from the Greek. Okay, so that's why some of the times it has a misconception whether it's talking about God or Lord. But this is not our point. We just want to see, is there evidence for the pronunciation here? Okay? And what we find is something where it says, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. And then in another place it says, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. And meaning, my God, why have you forsaken me? Or, my God, why have you deserted me? And this was supposed to be said by the one on the cross. Now, as Muslims, we don't accept that Jesus is on the cross, but we do accept somebody was up there, and that whoever was up there was actually blaspheming by saying these things against the law, and we knew that Jesus wouldn't say such a thing. And this is not our point again here, but we're just clarifying some points as we go along. But this form of the word Eli, Eli, could be like Allahi, Allahi, which means my God, my God. So we find something very similar immediately. Now, I would like to mention that there are people today who are Christians, who are Arabs. There are Arabs who are Christians, got it? Not all Arabs are Muslims, and not all Muslims are, of course, Arabs. And in fact, the Arabs only make up about 12% of all the Muslims in the world. But because of the media and the news and so on, we have a tendency to think that everybody that has any connection to Islam is connected somehow to Arabic, or to the Arabs, or the Arab world, okay? And it is true that Muhammad said, whoever has the Arabic language is an Arab. But the reference here is not to try to turn that into nationalism, but rather to get people away from nationalism. And again, that's another story for another time. What we're trying to do here is just to establish, is this word valid to say Allah instead of God? And now let's look to the Arabic Bible. In other words, the Christians who are Arabs. What do they say in their Bible? And we look and we find on page 1. We'll just start with page 1 of the Old Testament. This would mean then it's for Arab Jews and Arab Christians, because they both use the same Old Testament in the beginning. Okay? They don't, of course, use the Jews don't use the New Testament, but they adhere to the Old Testament. Page 1, okay, of the Bible, Arabic language, first sentence has the word Allah. Alif, Lam, Lam, Ha. Okay? That's how you spell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his name, Allah. It's there in the first sentence, and it's 17 times on page 1, and there's 17 verses. Coincidentally, the number of verses on page 1, it equals out the same number of times you see the word Allah in the Bible. And keep in mind that the Arabic language is the twin sister language to the Aramaic language that Jesus, peace be upon him, spoke. Okay, so keeping that in mind, and then thinking back that this is also a language that's related to the Hebrew language, so with the Aramaic, it means that all of the scriptures are using a form of this word Allah. So it certainly has credibility from the full recorded history to say Allah. And we don't find any evidence for any of them, of course, saying the word God, because as we mentioned, even 1,000 years ago, there was no such word God. So the one that would be the most appropriate would be the one that was used by the prophet, used in the scriptures, and used by Allah himself when he revealed these books. So this is the reason why Muslims like to adhere to using that word. But, by the way, we are very, very open to help people to know Islam to the extent that when we speak in their language, if they want to say God, just as long as they make sure that they understand what we mean when we say God is not maybe what they mean when they say God. So in this case, we wouldn't want to say it. But when we say Allah, we know who we're talking about, and that's what the subject's going to be about tonight. Inshallah, that's where we're going to go. We're going to take this little quickie break. We're going to be right back. Don't run away now, because we're going to do this one thing, and then we'll be right back. By the way, you're listening to Islam Tomorrow.